You're listening to Vatican Radio.
South African President Jacob Zuma has survived an impeachment vote in Parliament, launched after the Constitutional Court ruled he had ignored an order to repay state funds spent on his private home. Zuma's governing African National Congress, the ANC, defeated the motion Tuesday afternoon, saying the president was not guilty of serious misconduct. But the fallout from the crisis has engendered political and financial uncertainty in the country, struggling with unemployment, inequality and a plummeting currency. The South African Jesuit Institute, like many other voices in the nation, are calling for President Zuma to take the only moral option he now has – resign. The director of the Jesuit Institute in Johannesburg, Father Russell Pollitt, told me that the ANC seems to have betrayed its history and the legacy of having given birth to a democratic South Africa. But first, he explains the background to the latest scandal.
Zuma, a couple of years ago, spent about 254 million South African rands on his private residence in Inkandla in KwaZulu-Natal. And taxpayers' money was used, and so he was taken to the public protector to investigate whether this was the fact, because some people were claiming this and other people were saying, well, you know, it wasn't taxpayers' money. And the public protector found that Zuma had indeed used taxpayers' money, and she ordered that he should pay back an amount of money that would sort of recompensate the treasury. And Zuma refused to pay back this money, and so a number of opposition parties, the Economic Freedom Fighters and the Democratic Alliance, took Zuma to the Constitutional Court, and they said that he had violated this instruction by the public protector, whom he said did not have a binding effect. The Constitutional Court heard the case, and then they ruled saying that Zuma had indeed flouted the Constitution, that he had no reason to say he won't pay back the money, that the public protector's findings were binding, and therefore they ordered that the Treasury look for an amount of money that would satisfy whatever was spent on his private security upgrade, and that Zuma pay back the money.
So it appears that by holding the vote, Parliament was actually acting according to the democratic process enshrined in the Constitution.
Yes, except that the Constitutional Court also found that the members of Parliament, so Parliament itself, was guilty of not holding Zuma accountable for the money that he had spent. So it was a double blow. The President was found to be wanting in the situation as far as the Constitution was concerned. I mean, in actual fact, he was found to have flouted the country's Constitution, which he took an oath to uphold. So when your first citizen is flouting the Constitution, is quite serious. And the second blow was that Parliament itself had failed in its duties to hold the president accountable. So this was quite a big thing, because you've got both the president and parliament basically at fault. The Speaker of Parliament came out and said, well, you know, this was not really an important judgment. It wasn't done on purpose, that they can't be held responsible. It was an error in judgment. And this is much more serious. So she's come under serious fire for saying that. And the opposition party in Parliament requested that a motion be forward and a vote is taken for the president to be impeached because of what he did, basically ignore the Constitution. The difficulty is that they need a two-thirds majority vote in Parliament for this process to basically be opened. And the ANC has got slightly more than a two-thirds majority in Parliament. So it's really become a fight now between the ANC that's closing ranks around and supporting Zuma and the opposition parties in Parliament.
The Jesuit Institute and other democratic organisms in South Africa are in fact calling on the ANC to act courageously, to do the right thing, right?
Yes. I mean, the ANC at this time has to take responsibility for Zuma, who is their president. He's the president of the country, but also the president of the ANC. And the ANC has to show leadership at this time and say and tell Zuma that, you know, this is not an acceptable behavior. And so South Africa is facing huge economic challenges, which are as a direct result of the bad decision that Zuma has made. He's fired government ministers that were doing a good job because they were not bowing to what he wanted them to do. And so we're basically saying to the ANC, this is not about Zuma. This is about the good of the country. This is about the common good. And you at this point need to show leadership and act, not in Zuma's interest, but in the interest of the country.
Father Russell, do you think that the ANC has the clout and the energy to be able to go forward with acting for the common good at this point?
Unfortunately, I don't think so, simply because the ANC itself is very divided. The last couple of months have revealed that there's a very strong faction within the ANC that is supporting Zuma, and many of those people tend to be in the upper echelons of the hierarchy of the ANC. And there are others in the ANC, like the premier of Gauteng province, who has come out basically saying he does not support Zuma. So what we're seeing as well is a real crack in the actual ANC itself. And these factions in the ANC are sort of playing against each other, those who support Zuma and those who do not support Zuma. So whether the ANC at this time has got the moral courage to do what they really ought to do remains to be seen, simply because it's clear that the organization itself is very split.
Very sad statement if we take into account, shall we call, a glorious history of the ANC in bringing about democracy in South Africa.
And many of the stalwarts of the ANC who are now retired, like someone who was in prison with Nelson Mandela, Mr. Ahmed Kathrada, who has got a foundation set up in his name. He was a very close friend of Mandela, came out the other day saying to Zuma, please, I am asking you, for the good of the country, for the good of the ANC, because of the history of the ANC, to resign. We're begging you to resign. So a number of Mandela's generation, the few that are still alive, are calling on Zuma to resign. And certainly I think the feeling would be that Zuma and the current hierarchy of the ANC have very much betrayed the vision of Mandela, the vision of the ANC, and have landed up being a corrupt organization, or certain individuals in the organization are very corrupt. And so it's a very sad moment, not only for South Africa, but also in this institution, which is 100 years old.
Absolutely. The ANC was a model for many of us.
Indeed. And unfortunately, at the moment, the ANC seems to have betrayed its own history and its own sort of integrity by what it's allowing to happen. And I think that's the key thing, is that the party itself, even a couple of years ago, they recalled Mbeki. The party itself at the moment doesn't seem to be able to stand on the shoulders of giants like Mandela, like Walter Sisulu, and make the kind of exacting decisions that need to be made at this time.
That was Jesuit Father Russell Pollitt, director of the Jesuit Institute in Johannesburg.